You know, I represent a lot of lawyers. I probably represent hundreds of lawyers in ethical dilemmas, and I get called as an expert witness on certain things. And there are some things that I'm noticing that people are doing wrong that are sort of basic concepts. So I want to talk about a couple of those types of things. And then, of course, because we're moving into this whole area of electronic communication and electronic savings and electronic files, some issues have come up about that that you kind of, I think, need to know. It is very interesting now that we are exchanging things electronically that I get to host a big advanced administrative law course that we hold in New Orleans in February. Excuse me, a litigation course we call Advanced Litigation Tactics. And you get to hear from the really big litigators, you know, the guys who have the $6 million cases. And it appears that what people are doing, and I'm predicting in 5 years we'll all be doing this, is that we're never going to exchange documents anymore. They're all going to go up to the cloud with a password on a site, and all the documents are going to be available to anybody in the cloud. That's how they're doing it in big class action cases, so nobody exchanges paper anymore. They have a site up in the cloud. You load it up there. Everybody can see it. Everybody can load theirs, take what they want. You can have passwords, so some of the things can only be accessed by some parties or other. That's probably going to happen. It's sort of frightening to me because, you know, we all started out with Xerox machines going nuts, and we just don't do that anymore. But let's go ahead and cover the basic issues on administrative law. Okay, do governmental attorneys have an ethical responsibility greater than their peers in private practice because of their mission to protect the public interest? That's in our disciplinary rule 1.12. You are, those of you, how many people here are representative of state agencies, etc.? I imagine we're probably on about a 50-50. And how many are in private practice and doing that? Well, no, we're not 50-50. We're somewhat less unless they won't put up their hand higher.